Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Time to go into the vault with Jeff Allen on The Point 94.1.
Hey, it's Jeff Allen. Welcome back. It's time to go into the vault. This time, a current conversation with a phenomenal guitar player, Joe Bonamassa. Enjoy this trip into the vault with Joe Bonamassa.
Joined by Joe Bonamassa, it's an honor to be talking with you today. I'm a big fan.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I love the work you did with the Black Country Communion.
Thanks.
But you got other stuff to talk about. You're coming to town in just a couple of weeks, Robinson Music Hall, Robinson Center Performance Hall. I don't know where to start with you. We can talk about your new album that comes out on October 29th, Time Clocks. I know you're really proud of that.
Yeah, we made the record in New York City in February, and our thing was we've had a couple of records now that we haven't been able to tour on. So this is the first time in my career I've actually have two new albums to tour on. So, and it's a brand new show. So I'm like really, excited that we could actually do this and have a reboot of our show at the same time. You know what I mean? So we have two albums that are literally new to the live audience. And I mean, the options, I mean, we start rehearsals in a couple of days, and the options are pretty almost limitless on the catalog that we could do. So, the one positive coming out of a 15-month semi-retirement is the fact that we do have this ability to really, hit the reset button and start fresh.
Right, right. And you mentioned that semi-retirement. Obviously, the COVID pandemic had a lot to do with you not being able to tour. But on that note, you established the Fueling Musicians program.
We did. And our foundation, Keeping the Blues Alive, which before all of this started, was really dedicated 100% to raising money for school music programs. And we had done, I think we'd raised $650,000 to date. And then last year, we kind of just said, okay, let's put that on hold for a minute and let's help out some of the musicians who have the rug ripped out from under them and can't pay their mortgage. So
right.
We ended up raising $500,000 or more last year, and we helped out 235 different artists and bands of all genres. It didn't have to be blues. And everybody got a $1,500 package. And listen, is it life-changing money? No. But did it help? Absolutely. And it was because of the generosity of the fans, the generosity of corporate sponsors that came in and did gave money when it was, there's a lot of competition for your charity dollar at that point. And, and I put some money in my own. And to me, that's just why I feel like, the stronger the touring community is, the stronger, the music.
Right, right. One way I can put this into context for somebody out there listening who may not be a musician that doesn't understand how big an impact that had on working musicians, there was a documentary a few years ago called Hired Gun that focused on the side guys in music. And one thing Jason Hook said, he got a job playing with Mandy Moore and he thought he'd made it. So he went out and bought a house. And then the tour ended and he didn't have anything to fall back on. There's so many musicians that are like that. When you do that for a living, you can't go do something else when you can't do that. So
correct. And with a lot of people, it's the optics versus reality. The optics, you look at a guy, that Sideman was a great example of people that if you looked at their profiles, not knowing the story, look at all their profiles or Instagram pages and stuff like that. They're like, oh, they're a bunch of rock star Hollywood millionaires.
Right.
And everybody laughed at that notion because, you know, yes, when you do tour, do you make good money? Absolutely. But, you know, it's like you tour 10 weeks a year and then you don't tour, you know?
Right.
Now, let's amplify that. Now, everybody's home for 15 months, you know, and if you don't have enough savings to keep it going, you know, I mean, the bills add up. And that's across the board. That's across the board for everyone.
Yes,
you know?
It is.
And the music industry, touring wise, and the restaurant and hospitality business, you know, really took the brunt of the blow because we were the first to shut down and last to reopen.
Exactly.
And it was, that's just how it worked out. But you know, it's, you know, I know some people who've had banner years and said, oh, you know, this COVID ain't that bad. I said, come hang with my group for a minute. I'll show you. let us explain a few realities of the situation. You know, cause it's like, it's not a fact that nobody wants to work, it's nobody can.
Right.
You know, and it's like, it's tough.
Well, you do it because you love it. It's a part of your DNA, obviously. We're talking with Joe Bonamassa. He's coming to town in just a couple of weeks. Some of the other things you got going, you got your new studio album, Time Clocks, October 29th. I'm a big fan. Yes. Live from Nerdville is fantastic.
Oh, you like my little interview show?
I love it.
Thanks. You know, I try to pride myself on doing good research and having conversations with interesting folks that I either my friends or people I really respect. And, you know, we've had everyone from Brad Paisley to Paul Stanley to Harry Shearer from Spinal Tap and The Simpsons and the Jack Benny Show. It's on the Jack Benny Show.
Oh, yeah.
And we just had, so many different people from so many different parts of the music business on, and it's been a labor of love. It's a fun conversation.
It's a lot of fun to watch, and you've talked to some of my favorite guys like Steve Lukather and Neil Sean, just great guys in the industry. But people can find that on your Facebook, YouTube, and your podcast as well. But that's a great series for someone who hasn't checked it out, Live from Nerdville.
There's 75 episodes. Can you believe we've only done 75 episodes? Like, we've been busy.
Yes, you have.
And now we're back speaking with Joe Bonamassa on this episode of Into the Vault. Now let's talk about the guys he plays with.
I want to talk about your touring band for a moment. I guess this is the band you're bringing to Little Rock. These guys you play with, like Reese Winans.
Reese Winans, you know him from Stevie Ray Vaughan, Double Trouble, and Michael Rhodes, Greg Morrow on the drums, our singers from Australia. Josh Smith will be joining us this fall on guitar, the great Josh Smith from Los Angeles, California. And, we're doing the 7-piece format, more of a rock band than a horn band. And it's the same format of the band as we did when we did our live stream from the Ryman. And it really does lend itself nicely to the two new albums, which are more on the rock side.
Yes, they are. So Lee Thornburg will not be with you when you come to Little Rock.
Lee Thornburg will not be on this tour, but he will be back.
I'm a big fan of Tower of Power, just so you know.
Man, he's one of the best. And you know, he's a legend in what he did, you know, with that band, and wrote so many great charts, for stuff that you heard, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, you absolutely... you know, I mean, his resume, along with the resumes of my entire band, are much better than mine. You know, I mean, everybody has a better resume than me. So.
Well, my boss was just telling me, I think you were on a game show a couple weeks ago.
I was on a show called To Tell the Truth.
Yeah, To Tell the Truth.
The reboot of the old classic.
And he was ashamed to admit he didn't know what you looked like. But I guess there's a lot of people out there that think that way. They hear you, they know your music, but they couldn't identify you in a crowd.
And that's the favorite part of my job is the fact that, listen, life, it's not even life on the D list. It's life on the E list. You know, I mean, my thing is, you know, the thing is, you know, for me is I didn't get into this to be a celebrity. I didn't get into this to be famous in Hollywood. I have no interest in that whatsoever. I just like playing my guitar.
Right.
So if I have a vehicle in which I can go out and play my guitar and have fun every night and people like it and they, you know, my group of fans, I know who I am and that's, I'm, you know, happy to do it like that. You know, I world domination is not my, you know, creed. I'm not one of those people because there's a point where it becomes ego driven and I try to keep it to just under ego driven.
That's fantastic. That's your superpower, anonymity.
Anonymity. I like anonymity. Very nice.
We're talking with Joe Bonamassa. You mentioned loving to play your guitar, and I know you're a collector. And I think the last I heard, you had something like 400 guitars. Has that number grown?
I think it's somewhere between 440 and 450 at the moment. There's a lot. There's too many. you know, I've collected my whole life. I've been very lucky to you know, to collected some really nice stuff And, you know, I use them, though. I mean, like, you know, when you play live and, you know, it's like that will be, you know, they're all old guitars and come from my collection. And, you know, and you know, that's a different, totally different hat to wear. That's an outlet. It's a hobby. It's just something that I'm passionate about that I really, really enjoy, you know, doing. You know, I like discovering the unknown. I absolutely, you know, finding things under, you know, beds and original owner stuff, which is still out there. I'm very passionate about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. One thing I do want to ask you about while we got a couple minutes, obviously you're going to be in town in a couple weeks. Your new album is going to be out for everybody to enjoy. But you've done the Blues Cruise. I think you got another one of those coming up next year.
Yeah, we do them twice a year. We do one in February and one in August. And in our February cruise, our co-headliners are George Thorogood and the Destroyers and the great Kev Moe.
Okay.
And it's a great lineup. And we just announced our summer cruise for August next year. We're cruising the Mediterranean out of Greece. And our co-headliner there is Steve Winwood.
Okay.
So how cool is that? So yeah, the range of music that we put on a quote unquote blues cruise is everything from straight blues to not straight blues, you know. And it's become a music cruise. It's not a blues cruise. I mean, it's called Keeping the Blues Alive, but you know.
Yeah,
we rock pretty hard. So.
I think it was 2019. I saw a video. You were on a blues cruise, and you had Samantha Fish up there. I think Kenny Wayne Shepherd was up there, too.
All right, and Walter Trout. And
yeah.
Gales was involved in that. But, yeah, you know, it's like, you know, the greatest thing that happens on these boats is the camaraderie among the artists who generally don't see each other socially.
Right.
Like, at least I don't. You know, I don't do brick and mortar festival and just never have. And I don't get to see these folks very often in our travels. And it's nice to spend 4 days with your friends and people you've known and respected for so long. And I've gotten to meet and gotten to know a bunch of people that I probably wouldn't have met otherwise. So that's a good positive thing. It's great for the artists, great for the fans, because you get really interesting collaborations that honestly would never have happened without, you know, being marooned down the open ocean. <You know?
laughs> Exactly. Well, Joe, I know we're just about out of time here, but I do appreciate you taking time out. It's a real honor and a pleasure to talk to you today, and can't wait to see you here in Little Rock in a couple weeks.
Pleasure's all mine. I appreciate you doing it. Thank you very much. I look forward to getting back to Little Rock, one of my favorite places to play. And you know, it's just I'm just happy to get on stage in front of anybody at this point.
I feel that.
Come on, bring it up.
So. Go find him on social media. Check out that that YouTube interview segment, Live from Nerdville, 75 episodes. It's worth your time to invest in that. Joe Bonamassa with us. Have a great afternoon, and thanks again.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for doing it.
You bet.
I hope you enjoyed this trip into the vault with the one and only Joe Bonamassa. Thanks for checking out the podcast. We'll be back next week with another trip into the vault. Lots of good stuff coming down the road. Share this podcast with your friends. Tell people about it. Tell them where to find it. And thanks again for checking out Into the Vault. I'm Jeff Allen.